Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1963. 9 Ways to Relieve Muscle Tension When You Can't Afford a Massage by Jen Hayes of jenhayes.me. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hey there, welcome back to another edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook. And with that, let's get right to today's post and optimize your life. 9 Ways to Relieve Muscle Tension When You Can't Afford a Massage by Jen Hayes of jenhayes.me. Over the past couple of months, I've experienced frequent muscle tension in the back of my neck, shoulders, and upper back. As much as I'd love to get a massage, I just can't afford it right now. Instead, I've tried numerous other free techniques for muscle tension. Here are the most effective strategies I've found for reducing chronic pain and muscle tension. 1. Yoga. One of the best ways I've found for reducing muscle tension is yoga. Yoga strengthens, lengthens, and stretches your muscles. Yoga can also lead to improved posture and lower stress levels, and both of these things aid in reducing muscle tension. If you're thinking, "That's great, but I can't afford to go to yoga classes," think again. Yoga studios typically charge outrageous prices, but there are several ways to go to yoga classes for free. 2. Warm up. Hot water allows muscle fibers to loosen and relax, which relieves muscle tension. Try laying in a warm bath or sitting in a hot tub. Some public pools also have hot tubs. If neither of those options are appealing to you, even taking a long hot shower can help to relieve some muscle tension. I like to take a long shower after doing yoga. This seems to work wonders. 3. Optimize your space. If you spend 8 or more hours each day sitting at a desk, it's important that your workspace is ergonomically ideal. The top of your computer monitor should be at about eye level, and you should be seated at an arm's length away from your computer. Your wrists should only be bent minimally. Your elbows should be close to your body, and your back should be straight against your chair. Your feet should be flat on the ground or resting on a footrest. I have 2 enormous monitors at work. I know, such a first world problem, that used to be on 2 different sides of my desk. I was often looking at the screen on either side of my desk and keeping my head turned for long periods of time. I recently rearranged my desk so that both monitors are on the same side of my desk. Now, I don't have to turn my head in an awkward position when I'm using both monitors. 4. Exercise. Sitting all day isn't good for you. It's important to get up and move around if you can. Go for a walk outside on your lunch break, use the treadmill or other equipment if your company has a gym, or take the long way to the restroom. Do whatever you can to get some movement in during your day. If you can't exercise during the day, try working out in the evening or in the morning before work. 5. Sleep differently. If you're feeling tense, it's important to get plenty of sleep. It's also crucial to ensure that you're sleeping in a position that isn't causing your muscle tension. If you have a habit of sleeping on your arm, for example, and that arm is always feeling sore, your sleeping position could be the culprit. Sleeping on your side with your neck elevated above your spine can cause tension in your neck, shoulders, and head. Sleeping on your back helps to prevent keeping your neck in a strained position for a prolonged period of time. 6. Lighten your load. Do you only feel the pain or tension on one side of your body? If it's one shoulder that's bothering you, it's possible that you're lugging around a bag that's too heavy. Try carrying a lighter bag and see if that helps. Lightening your load metaphorically can also help. If you're experiencing muscle tension, you're probably feeling stressed or anxious. You can try a variety of stress reduction techniques, such as breathing deeply, making time for a hobby that you enjoy, and learning to say no once in a while if you're feeling overwhelmed. 7. Breathe deeply. Stress and anxiety are two of the major causes of muscle tension. It's amazing how much we can tighten our muscles without even realizing it when we're stressed. Taking slow, deep breaths is one of the fastest ways to calm ourselves down when we're feeling anxious. 8. Get off that dang computer or phone. The single most effective way I've found for reducing muscle tension is to get away from my phone. I spend all day at work glued to a computer, and then I come home and work on my blog on my laptop. I used to spend every spare second staring down at my phone, which puts my neck in an awkward and uncomfortable position. When I stopped staring at my phone all the time, I felt so much better. And 9, mix it up. When you have a job or jobs that require you to spend 8 or more hours per day on a computer, it's important to get away from the screen once in a while. If you can, get up once an hour and walk around briefly or do some quick stretches. I know this can be awkward at work, so sneak them in whenever you can. I like to do a few quick stretches when I'm in the restroom. I'll roll out my shoulders, stretch my arms over my head, and stretch my back. If you can't get up every hour, at least remind yourself to look away from the computer screen for a few seconds. Move your body a little bit. Sitting in the same position for 8 hours straight is not healthy. A final note. Stress and anxiety can have an enormous impact on physical health. Frequent muscle tension can be painful, and ironically, it can lead to more stress. If you can't afford a weekly massage or a relaxing vacation, you might be unsure of what to do to help relieve your tension. Luckily, there are plenty of techniques for reducing muscle tension that are 100% free. You just listened to the post titled, 9 Ways to Relieve Muscle Tension When You Can't Afford a Massage, by Jen Hayes of jenhayes.me. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I want to go back to today's author, Jen's 6th suggestion. They mentioned that lightening our load physically and metaphorically can help reduce muscle tension. Yes, if we lug around a heavy bag all day, like a purse or backpack, and especially if it's on one shoulder, it can absolutely lead to muscle tension and repetitive stress injuries. But metaphorical baggage can also lead to repetitive stress injuries. How? I'll explain. Imagine you're wearing a backpack, and let's assume you're wearing a backpack properly, where it's on both shoulders. Then picture your mental or emotional stress as a dumbbell or a weight. Every time you hang on to mental or emotional stress, it's like adding a dumbbell to the pack on your back. At first, one or two dumbbells doesn't feel all that heavy. We feel like we can carry that weight forever. But if you've ever tried holding even a light weight for a long period of time, you realize that eventually it starts to feel heavy. So if we hold on to our stress, while it may not feel like much at first, it can start to weigh on us over time. Then every time we experience a new stressful event, and if we didn't cope with it or cope with the previous stressful events, we're just adding another dumbbell or another weight to our backpack. It's more weight that we're carrying around on our backs. At some point, that weight will get to us and we'll have some physical symptoms, like tension in our back, stomach, neck, and head. So at some point, we need to empty that metaphorical backpack and ease some of that tension. All right, that'll do it for the Thursday episode. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back here tomorrow for the Friday Q&A and where your optimal life awaits.